This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Niger closed its airspace on Sunday until further notice, citing the threat of military intervention from the West African Regional Bloc after coup leaders rejected a deadline to reinstate the country's ousted president. Reading a statement on national television, a representative of the junta said it had information that a foreign power was preparing to attack Niger in coordination with the countries of the Economic Community of West African States. He said there had been a pre-deployment of forces in two Central African countries in preparation for an intervention, but did not give details. Rescue workers looked for victims after a passenger train derailed in southern Pakistan on Sunday, killing at least 30 people and injuring dozens more. Local broadcaster Geo reported, citing a district official. Around 10 cars of a passenger train derailed roughly 275 kilometers from the country's largest city, Karachi. Geo reported on Sunday afternoon that some people were still trapped inside a train car and others had been transferred to hospitals. Pope Francis has announced World Youth Day is returning to Asia for the first time in three decades. He made the announcement Sunday at the end of his five-day trip to Portugal. He presided over a massive open-air mass for an estimated 1.5 million people who camped out overnight on a vast field ahead of the grand finale of the World Youth Day Festival. Francis's trip has been largely improvised. There have been speeches ditched in favor of off-the-cuff conversations with young people and a formal prayer for peace at the Fatima Shrine, long associated with Soviet aggression. This is VOA News. A senior Ukrainian official said on Sunday talks in Saudi Arabia to make headway towards a peaceful settlement of the war with Russia had been productive, but Moscow called the meeting a doomed attempt to swing the global south behind Kyiv. More than 40 countries, including China, India, the United States, and European countries, but not Russia, took part in the Jeddah talks that ended on Sunday. Donald Trump's defense attorney says the former U.S. president never asked former Vice President Mike Pence to overturn the 2020 election. Speaking on Sunday morning news shows, attorney John Lauro said Trump only asked Pence to quote-unquote pause the certification to allow time to investigate concerns about election irregularities. Pence flatly denied that account, saying Trump wanted him to overturn the voters' will, something he said he knew to be unconstitutional and un-American. Trump was indicted last week of charges of plotting to overturn the 2020 election. He has pleaded not guilty. Elon Musk says his potential in-person fight with Mark Zuckerberg would be streamed live on his social media site X, formerly known as Twitter. The two tech billionaires seemingly agreed to a cage match face-off in late June. Musk wrote in a post Sunday that the Zuck versus Musk fight will be live-streamed on X. He added that all proceeds will go to charity for veterans. Zuckerberg is trained in mixed martial arts. Whether or not Musk and Zuckerberg actually make it to the ring in Las Vegas has yet to be seen, especially as Musk often tweets about action prematurely or without following through. More on Pope Francis in Portugal announcing the next World Youth Day will return to Asia in 2027 as he urges young people not to be afraid. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The Pope wrapped up World Youth Day in Portugal with a massive open-air mass, telling the crowd in his native Spanish the Catholic Church needs them. 1.5 million pilgrims, many who camped out overnight on the Lisbon field, were there, including Ruben Marquez.
It's good to see that the church can gather all these people together.
News that Seoul, South Korea would host the next World Youth Day for the first time in three decades was a reflection of the continent's increasing importance to the Catholic Church. I'm Julie Walker.
Find more on our website, including the podcasts Flashpoint Ukraine and Flashpoint Iran at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.